Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Howard, pretty ballsy to call a radio station for this stuff.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't know. Do you get like 20 dates in a year? I don't. And it seemed to be a great date. And then now just dead silence.
Okay. All right. We'll take this number that you gave us for Denise and let us call her right now and we'll talk to her first, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes. Was hoping to speak to Denise, please.
This is?
Okay, Denise, I don't want to alarm you. You got two of us on the line here. My name's Obie, and that's Ashley.
Good morning.
So we're both morning radio hosts for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Okay, did I win something? Like, what's going on?
Did you enter to win anything?
No, but you know, like, your friends like enter. I don't know, like, what?
No worries. I know that it's a call out of the blue, so we are going to get you on a date with a guy that you already went on a date with. We're talking about Howard.
Okay.
Is that a
potential? Oh, this is so awkward.
Is that a possibility?
I mean, probably not. Like, this is so weird.
I mean, was there something specific? Is there a possibility that we can get you back out with him?
I mean, he was a nice guy, but I just don't think that we, like, fit together very well. I think that we just kind of have different views and...
Okay. And Denise, you've already admitted enough to us, and I know that we're complete strangers, but if you can... How do we let him down easy? What is it exactly that he did?
I mean, okay, so he was really nice, and, like, we had a great time. But we went to a restaurant, and we were at the salad bar, and he, like... You know when somebody sneezes, like, out of the blue, and it's, like, super quick? He sneezed over all of the salad dressings and then was just like, you know, we looked at each other and he said, it's not a big deal. Like,
ew.
Let's just go. And like, I don't think anybody saw it. And I'm like, no, that's gross. If somebody were to do that at any other restaurant, you know, a Subway or something, like, it would be horrible. And they'd like throw everything away. And he's like, oh, well, it's too much to throw away. And I'm like, dude.
Wait, did he, like, not cover his mouth? Like, what happened?
No. Like, it was one of those where it just kind of came out of the blue. It was, like, so quick that I think it surprised him.
Well, I can imagine if you're at the salad bar, you probably have your hands with the plates, right?
Yeah, right? Full? Your hands are full?
Yep. I was thinking about it the whole rest of the date. Like, I did not use any of the salad dressing.
Okay, so wait a minute. But this is enough to leave the guy high and dry?
I mean, if somebody's like, oh, don't tell anyone, like, what else is he not going to tell people? You know?
Wow.
Like, there were a bunch of people behind us. Like, it was so embarrassing. And I'm like, I don't want to be out with somebody that I'm embarrassed to be around, you know, that does something like that. And I'm like,
Sneezing nowadays is one thing. Everyone thinks you're sick and have the COVID, but.
Okay. Exactly. So why don't we do this? I want to be fair. Okay. Cause we are talking about Howard, and Howard is on the line. And now all of us can talk about this.
God.
Denise.
Hello.
Are you kidding me? Dude. Okay. Howard, honest, I'm sorry, but, like, if I wasn't getting back to you, why would you pull me on the radio?
Well, hold on. We don't want it to be, like, a bad thing. We promise we're not here to, like, embarrass you.
This is a program. They have this available as a service, a public service. I think, you know, when
also,
someone's not calling.
You, like, people saw, like, the spit fly out of your mouth and, like, all that stuff. Why wouldn't you just, like, be like, okay, we have to tell somebody, like, obviously.
Well, you know, why haven't you called or texted me back, first of all?
Because after that, I honestly, I didn't want to go out with you again. I'm sorry.
just quick question. Would it have been that difficult? Just because I think a lot of people, our listeners, come and ask us this too and be like, why wouldn't this person just say, hey, I'm not interested? Like, he's been looking for answers.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you.
I know. I just feel like it's such a, like, if you don't get back to somebody, it's kind of general knowledge that you don't want to communicate with them anymore, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I have a problem with that, number one. But as far as the salad dressings, you know, it would have been so much waste to replace all of that, okay, number one. And number two, I mean, I don't have anything. And yeah, my hands were full, you know. I mean, it was just one of those quick sneezes I didn't even know was coming.
Howard, what do you mean by you don't have anything?
Well, I mean, I don't have, you know, the virus or, you know, cold or flu or, yeah, I mean, I'm super healthy.
But also, you never know. And also, it's kind of like somebody spitting in your mouth. Like, if there was a thing that just spit in your mouth.
But I was going to say, even if you don't have the Rona or anything else, you still got boogers. I mean,
well, not in my mouth.
Gross.
I'd hope not.
Okay, this conversation is getting disgusting. Yeah. So what's the deal? So, Denise, no second date. Even if we pay for it, let's go to a place that doesn't have a buffet style.
I don't think so. This was just like, it was a lot.
Okay.
So I have a question, okay? What would you have expected to happen? Is that we would stand there while they replaced, like, all of these dressings, you know, like 6-8 tubs of dressing and dump it all out? Is that what you expected?
I actually have no idea what they would do in that situation.
I hope they would change it out.
somebody might just stir it up.
Okay.
I mean, you know, well, think about what the employees are doing. Okay, the employees, how do you know they aren't sneezing on this food or worse?
Yeah, I'll never have blue cheese the same again. Okay, so we get it. There's not going to be a second date. At least we got you guys talking, and we accomplished that mission.
Sorry, Howard.
Yeah, whatever. Plus, you know, think about it. If you sneeze and there's like a fine mist, it's just on the top layer of the dressing. It doesn't spoil the whole thing.
No. Yeah, good points.
Home of Obie and Ashley's second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.